When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ah, the three-week push. Something of a celebrity in WWE. For years now, a random wrestler will be given the ball, and before they can even run with it, pop, we're done. Back to the end of the line you go. This is never explained in or out the ring, but does make good info for lists, so at least there's that. Because I'm sorry for what culture, please do subscribe. And this is 10 short-lived WWE pushes you've totally forgotten. Number 10, Rob Conway. I mean, just look at him. For the uninitiated, these were the words of Rob Conway's theme song as he walked out to music that sounded like it was borrowed from Toy Story. It was weird. Having in 2005, he certainly looked the part because he was jacked, but due to his last name, he was given the gimmick of the Con Man, and I think this sums it up. What were we thinking? It also came from nowhere, as he was in tag team La Resistance when he left, changed himself up, and returned on Sunday Night Heat. Initially, it seemed like he was going to go after legends as he targeted the likes of Doink, Greg Valentine, and even Coco Beware, and he managed to secure himself an intercontinental title shot against Ric Flair. That didn't go well, obviously, and by the end of the year, we were done. WWE had given up, and we didn't see much of him again. This one was so strange. Number 9, Billy Gunn. Now, the 1999 attempt isn't as forgotten as some because it happened in a very unique way, but we're not focused on that. We are going 1 year later. Because in 2000, the then WWF decided they needed a new single star, and why not Billy Gunn? He was big, popular, could work. Seemed like it was time to see what he was capable of when The Rock wasn't around to destroy him. Returning after an absence in October of that year, the Ass Man was now the one Billy Gunn, and that was that. Yep. The gimmick change didn't go further than switching his name, so surprisingly, the fans treated him identically. Isn't that funny? This only lasted 6 months when he was thrown into a tag team with The Big Show, and horrendously, they were dubbed Showguns. My word. This was also the end of the experiment, although to be fair to Billy, he was never really given a proper chance. Number 8, Jackson Ryker. This happened in 2021, and it already felt like it was a decade ago. It makes no sense. Originally the leader of the Forgotten Sons, ironically, Ryker eventually made it onto the main roster where he befriended Elias. And don't ask me, because I don't know. I mean, it's not like WWE tried to explain it. Jackson would just hang out behind the guitarist, and that was that. Well, yeah, good plan. Because this is Vince McMahon, they were split up within 6 months, and the idea was to push Ryker and see what we could do. I don't know why they decided to do this, because there was no excitement for it, but we just went and did it anyways. It led to these two having a ridiculous amount of matches on Raw that went on way too long, when WWE woke up one day, decided they changed their minds, and they let him go. It was bonkers then, and it's even more bonkers now, and I mean it. I need a documentary on this yesterday. Keeps me up at night. Number 7, Ezekiel Jackson. WWE accidentally trolled me at the Raw after WrestleMania in 2022, because when Ezekiel flashed up on the big screen, I thought it was the return of this guy. I was confused. Now, it wasn't, but do not forget about Mr. Jackson. Another dude pushed during the Ruthless Aggression era, if you want to call it that, because he was massive. In 2011, he even won the Intercontinental title. I mean, the problems with that belt are becoming very eye-opening, are they not? No one thought this was a short thing, as he was being treated quite well, but then after 51 days, he dropped this belt to Cody Rhodes due to injury. Ezekiel never really recovered from that, sadly, so much so that when it was time to cut some of the roster, he was deemed surplus to requirements. So that's a shame. Not the way you want to go down. You always want to be given a proper chance. Number 6, R-Truth. I think we can all see now that R-Truth was born to do pro wrestling, and if we can find one last opportunity to give him a proper push, I think we should. He has always been entertaining, but in 2011 we took that and honed it and allowed Truth to lose his damn mind. He saw fake children, accused John Cena of holding him back, and even teamed with The Miz to face John and The Rock at the Survivor Series. This was a massive deal no matter how you looked at it. It was flipping Dwayne Johnson. And sure, Truth and Miz were there to lose, but they were hated, doing well in their role, and we easily could have gotten more out of this. The main event level didn't seem to be too much out of his grasp. Unfortunately, as soon as he had done the favors, WWE moved him back down the card, but even then, the amount of moments Truth has given me over the years means he's a damn hero, and I love him. My bad. Number 5, Humberto Carrillo. A proper casualty of the 3-week push attack, Humberto Carrillo was meant to be WWE's big Mexican hope. They wanted to branch out into the country more, so felt like they needed a star to drive this forward, and for about a day it was Carrillo, and it just wasn't. Getting involved in late 2019, Humberto was programmed against the likes of Seth Rollins and AJ Styles, as they were told to make this kid look good. That happened to a certain extent, but a feud against Andrade was never allowed to flourish, and the push felt forced. And that's because it was forced, but still. It kind of came across that if we just let Carrillo do his thing, it would have worked naturally. But when you have the commentators going overboard anytime he's in the ring, well, you just know what's going on. It's like a fish slapping you in the face. When the fans didn't react, Humberto was quickly moved into the tag team scene, or just vanished from TV. So he got about 4 shows before WWE went, nah, that is insane. What are you meant to do? Number 4, Otis. So you do recall this one, but you can still show 2020 Otis and then 2022 Otis to someone and convince them they're brothers instead of the same person. The change in that 2-year period has been nuts. I mean, imagine I had told you back then that Otis, the Money in the Bank holder and lover of Mandy Rose, was going to shave up all his hair and be a kind of educated lackey. That barely makes any sense, but when he was the happy-go-lucky guy, it felt like WWE was going to do something with him. He had the damn briefcase. Otis was also beloved by mostly everybody, but when he had the success in his gal, WWE didn't know what to do with him, so it all stopped. The Miz even got the Money in the Bank opportunity by suing him in court. That happened in 2020. What a weird, weird time. Number 3, Nydia. After Nydia won the first ever Tough Enough competition, WWE looked at her and said, yep, we've got it. You're going to be a Southern castaway who hangs out with Jamie Noble. It sounds awful, and it basically was, but fair play to Nydia and Mr. Noble. They embraced this and did such a good job, the two started to get used more and more. If we hadn't have split them up in 2004, I think there was legs here, even if they were formed in 2002. You don't have to break up a pairing just because you always have done. There are other things we can do. It all tied into the brand split, and when Nydia arrived on Raw, she had a small spark when she defeated Molly Holly and went after the women's title. But before the end of the year, got released. Now, there was no need for that either, but it does have to be said, her original gimmick is what got fans talking. We should have kept it and ran this push all the way to the big town. Still, when this got going, it was an unexpected and very good treat. Number 2, Buddy Murphy. It looked like Buddy Murphy was going to get his in 2019. After some scaffolding fell on Roman Reigns during the summer, an investigation was started, and when Buddy was seen in the background, he became a suspect. All right. Roman even confronted Murphy after Buddy had claimed that it was Eric Rowan who was responsible for this on behalf of Daniel Bryan. And because the big dog wasn't sure, they had a match on the 13th of August, and man, it was awesome. So the mini push was working, and all he needed was the right nudge. And instead, we just forgot about it. Murphy would become nothing more than a pawn in all this, and while he was hanging out with the top stars, it was made very clear that WWE didn't think he was one. It was ridiculous. But he was allowed to get some final shine when he joined up with Seth Rollins, but we know the deal with that. If we had had fans at this time, it could have been a very different story. Number 1, Johnny Nitro. 2004 is when Johnny Nitro was first put in a place to succeed. So WWE knew the deal then, but never went the whole hog. That's mad. He's good. To be fair, this wasn't the best idea in the world, as John would keep popping up on Raw and changing his name. I mean, he was Johnny Blaze, Johnny Spade, Johnny Nitro. He was also friends with Eric Bischoff through this, who was the flipping GM, and it really felt like he could easily become a serious player for the ages. WWE didn't really agree, as after a few months, they sent him back down to developmental. And as we know, down there, he formed a team with Joey Mercury, and the rest is history. So it did definitely work out, but how many of you think Eminem and assume that was Nitro's first big break? Yes, me too. But actually, he had this small angle beforehand, although again, I have no idea what we were trying to achieve.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.